Have you been considering adding epoxy to your CNC router woodworking projects, but not sure where to start? Welcome back to the IDC Woodcraft Podcast. I'm Garrett Fromm, CEO of IDC Woodcraft, your go-to source for premium CNC router bits and equipment. In today's episode, we're going to break down the basics of epoxy, from mixing to pouring and curing, so you can start your epoxy journey with confidence. Recently, I had the opportunity to chat with Total Boat, a leading epoxy manufacturer, to get insight straight from the experts. Now, let's transform that dialogue into a comprehensive guide for you. But first, I'd like to briefly explain what epoxy is and why it is such a nice augment to your woodworking. Epoxy is essentially a two-component system comprising a resin and a hardener. When mixed together, they undergo a chemical reaction that transforms them from a liquid to a solid. This process, known as curing, turns the epoxy into a hard, durable material that can fill voids. One of the beauties of using epoxy in your CNC projects is its versatility. You can mix it with pigments to create vibrant colors, metallic powders for a shimmering effect, or even glow-in-the-dark powders. The possibilities are nearly endless, allowing for unique designs that can set your work apart. Epoxy is not just about aesthetics. It's incredibly useful for functional purposes, too. For instance, if you're working with a piece of wood that has cracks or voids, pouring epoxy into these areas not only enhance the piece's beauty, but also add structural integrity, making your project more durable and long-lasting. Now that you have a basic idea of what epoxy is, let's talk about how to use it. First, when it comes to working with epoxy, understanding the types of epoxy and their specific uses is crucial. High-performance epoxy, for example, is perfect for CNC projects, especially when you're doing inlays. It allows for pours up to a quarter of an inch at a time, ensuring great results without the risk of cracking or bubbling. When selecting your epoxy, you'll also notice that it comes with different hardener speeds, slow, medium, and fast. For CNC projects, medium or slow hardeners are your best bet. They give you more work time, reducing the rush and stress, especially when you're working on intricate designs. Now let's talk about work time. Work time, or pot life, is the duration you have to work with the epoxy after mixing the resin and hardener. Slow hardeners offer about 40 minutes, medium around 20 minutes, and fast hardeners give you about 10 minutes. This is vital to know because once epoxy begins its chemical curing process, it becomes tacky and hard to work with. Mixing epoxy is a science in itself. The ratio of resin to hardener is critical for the chemical reaction to occur correctly. Most high-performance epoxies operate on a 2.1 ratio. Remember, incorrect ratios can lead to issues like an exothermic reaction, where the mixture becomes too hot, smokes, and can even cause your project to crack or bubble. Preparing your wood is also key to a successful epoxy project. Before pouring, ensure your wood is properly sealed. This prevents the epoxy from bleeding into the wood, maintaining crisp lines and vibrant colors. Speaking of colors, adding pigments to your epoxy can transform your project. Pigment dispersions and alcohol inks are two options that can provide opaque or translucent finishes, respectively. Just a few drops can significantly impact the final look. Now, safety cannot be overstressed. Working in a well-ventilated area and wearing appropriate safety gear, like gloves and respirators, is non-negotiable. Epoxy is a chemical, after all, and ensuring your safety is paramount. For those looking to add depth to their projects, step pouring is a technique where you pour epoxy in layers, letting each layer partially cure before adding the next. This method is perfect for projects requiring thickness beyond a quarter of an inch. Remember, patience is key here. Rushing the process can result in incomplete curing and bonding issues between layers. Remember that experimenting and making mistakes is part of the learning curve. I'd like to thank Total Boat for providing this expert info. For more tips, tricks, and tutorials, visit the IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel, where I dive into all aspects of CNC routers and epoxy. And be sure to check the description of this podcast. Until next time, happy CNCing.